play Jack, but not much. Marbles was really much bigger than Jack. And we gave Marbles name, and she got, it was a real involved kind of thing.
Do you remember the names you gave?
Not really, other than I remember that one of mine was named Red because of the boy who lived next door who was brand new, and I thought was really cute. I really can't remember any others, but we did name them. I know we did that.
What about rope games?
Yeah, we played jump rope and the ones we, call different calls while you jump and that sort of thing. No other rope games that I know of.
And the boys
are
playing knife games?
No, I've seen boys throw knives and stick them in the ground, but not as a game, really, a competitive game.
Any kind of rough games that you ever played?
I don't think of any. I guess a game that, I don't know when it was rough or not, was sardines. Did you ever play sardines? My parents don't let me play. And so that's why I'm not sure whether it was rough or whether it was just because you ran and hid in the dark somewhere. And I think they thought that was a really good idea at that age.
They never played sardines.
Yeah.
I guess the kind of rough games we played, like King of the Hill, that's mostly the boys' game.
Yeah, I don't think I was ever really involved in that kind.
When you got, older, maybe as a teenager, what kind of different kinds of parties might you have?
Well, we had lots of dances, like maybe two a week most of the time during high school on Friday and Saturday nights.
Would that be at the school or at somebody's house?
Yeah, most of those were at the school gym, and they were sometimes they were school-sponsored, and then there were clubs who sold tickets, for other ones. But almost every weekend, I guess it was at least one and sometimes two. And other kinds of parties were things like swimming parties. And winter roast or hay rides, we had lots of in high school. And
were there any parties that just go over and spend an afternoon?
Oh, yeah, slumber parties. And they're still doing that all the time.
What kind of music did you listen to? Who were some of the, what kinds of music?
Well, yeah, this was just World War II, when the big bands had been really big and they were involved in the war. Like Glenn Miller was killed probably during that time. But we were still we had all those records and things like Tommy Dorsey and Glenn Miller and Sammy Kay, and you may not have ever heard of Sammy
Kay. When I was a little kid, you mentioned we had all those records. I guess the first 4 or 5 years of my first 5 or 6 years of my life, we had the TV and we listened to those. Sammy Kay was one of my father's favorites. Tommy Dorsey.
Uh-huh.
We mentioned better than the others, but all of those my favorite record, old 78, that my father had was one by Woody Herman, Woodchopper's Bone.
Okay, your dad and I are probably contemporary, because he said really a lot like that. Woody Herman was a little bit really before I got to that stage, but I do know Woodchopper's Fall, because that one's played a lot by everybody eventually, I guess. But there's a lot of slow dance.